Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. It's funny, during this time of year, I'm like, I go to bed so early. It's like, once the weather changes and once it starts getting dark early, man, I can't keep my eyes open after like 6:30. It's wild. But I was thinking about how blessed we are, just everything that's going on, how blessed we are as a country right now, how blessed we are as a people of God, how, you know, even regardless of how you felt about the election, God is going to take care of whoever He puts in charge. And God puts in charge the authorities. And I always love that. I love that. I know that God puts them in charge. And I know that I can pray and God will answer. And you can continually ask. And you have to pray for people that you don't necessarily like. I mean, I know that it's written. It's something you're supposed to be doing. But today I was reading, going back into the prayers, and there's just so many places where God tells you He's going to take care of you, He's going to respond, that He loves you. If you go to Psalms 145, verse 17, it says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is high unto them," the Lord is nigh or close unto them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He is close and nigh to all that call upon Him. Are you calling upon Him in your life? Do you want to get closer to God? This is how you do it. Call on Him. Ask Him for things. Verse 19, "He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him or have reverential awe. He also will hear their cry and will save them." He will hear your cry and will save you. "The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but the wicked He will destroy." Love God. Show reverential awe towards God. Talk to Him. Ask Him. Get close to God by just letting Him know the things that you need, calling upon Him. If you jump down to 147, and this is just kind of out of whatever, but 147 verse 1, "For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." Do you want to know how to have God, or how to make God feel good, to have God rejoice in you? Sing to Him. Sing praises unto Him. It's pleasant and it's comely. It's good looking. He loves that. It's not about your acts in this life. That's the thing. It's about your heart towards God, the seat of your distinctive character. What is it when you think about God? Where are you with God? If you want to get close to Him, just talk to Him. Praise Him. If you jump over to Psalms 91, verse 14, "Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him." This is God talking. "I will set Him on high because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." When you love God, God will deliver you and honor you. He's there with you. He's there for you in trouble. For those of you that are going through something, for those of you that may be convicted in your heart, knowing that you need to change something in your life, God is there with you. He will respond. He's not going anywhere. He loves you. He knows who you are. If you go to Psalms, again, chapter 86, verse 7, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou will respond." God will respond in your life. He tells you this over and over and over again in the Word. If you have a child, if you have a nephew, you know that you want to hear from them. You want to talk to them. You want to know what's going on in their life. You want to get close to God. You got to start to call upon Him. Let Him know you need Him. Let Him know you love Him. Let Him know, be thankful, sing praises unto Him. It's good and comely. Finally, if you go to Psalms chapter 34, verse 9, I don't know how far I'm going to go down into this, but it says, "O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is not want to them that fear Him or have reverential awe towards Him." There's not want. And I can say this in my life. I went through the phases of wanting and needing and being desperate for God to come through. But he will provide in your life. And once you start to just stand on him and know that he's there and be comforted by him, there is not going to be want in your life. There's going to be things you ask for that you know he'll deliver, but then you kind of get to the place where you just ask that whatever you want to do, God, that's because I know when I receive it, it might not be, if it's something I'm asking for and I receive it, it might not exactly be what I want. I'm at the point now where I just ask God, you know, whatever you want to do, man, I want to be thankful. I want to be blessed. I just want you to direct my path that I have a great life and that it's not just about growing a business and building that. It's about my family. It's about you, God. It's about your son, Jesus Christ. It's about teaching and blessing people so that they can have, and I can impart the things that I've learned about this stuff in my life. Because once you start to go to God and you stand and dwell on him and talk to him and believe this stuff and change your life towards this stuff, you're going to be a different person. You're going to dwell in a different place. You got to go to God first in your life. First and foremost, you go to God in everything. It's going to change everything about you. And you're going to be in a place of love to where you're just sitting there working on the little things like loving people. It's God is so good. Turn to him, man. Turn to him. Have a beautiful day today. Again, pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You don't pray to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just everything you do and how you do it. I thank you for today, that it's a blessed day that we can knock out these chairs and I don't feel any type of pressure with it and all the patterns match up. I thank you again for the people that you put in my life and just your word and for those that teach the word, that how much of a blessing it is. And I just thank you for the moments that you just continually show me. That I can continually enjoy them. And I thank you again for each and every one of your believers, that you just take care of them, that you put a hedge of protection around them. And no war, Father. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.